Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Phones are open. You can join us here. We're kicking off the third hour. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. This is Free Talk Live. The number again, 603-283-6160. Busy night on the phones here. We've been talking primarily about Ukraine. We actually had a Ukrainian woman call in from Kharkiv earlier tonight. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We're actually going to continue a phone call from the last hour. If you're just tuning in, we had Tom on the line in New Hampshire who was telling us about a visit that he made to the police department in his town in New Hampshire. And the reason for this visit was the police department is asking for, I'm sure, some number of millions of dollars. And apparently in the town, it has to go on up to a vote. It's not like a city council that can just vote for it on the council. The people of the town have to approve this.
Nice.
And so they are having the open house where you can show up and they'll give you a tour of the police station. They'll tell you where they want to spend the money that they're asking the townspeople to approve.
They really ought to sell off the cocaine in their evidence locker. That ought to cover it.
And Tom is somebody who is a critic of the police, and he wants to see an end to the war on drugs. So when they started talking about, on the tour that you went on, Tom, when they started talking about how they want to expand the drug division into its own area, or the drug detectives to have their own special room, you asked them a tough question. Can you recap that question for us?
Well, yeah, if they're tight on space here, why don't they just shut down drug enforcement altogether, and then they could use that room for crimes that have victims, and, you know, because if they're selling cocaine, then you don't have to buy any.
And you said the cop that was giving the tour dodged the question by claiming that, well, they also investigate crimes with victims, because sometimes drug users will break and enter a house or hold up a convenience store and that kind of thing. Yeah, but they end up with...
And it went on to say that when they're breaking into people's houses, they're not doing it to pay the electric bill.
Yeah, we end up with more so-called criminals when they, you know, create possession laws and similar, because ultimately you end up with arresting people who also, even though they take drugs, aren't necessarily going to commit violent crime, which probably is most drug users.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple other episode highlights of the visit, when they were showing us where the restrooms were and where they would be, I asked, did you hear about the time a toilet got stolen out of a police station? And detectives had nothing to go on.
How many other people were on this tour with you, by the way?
Oh, like about eight other people in this particular group. Okay, and then went to the locker room, the women's locker room, and they're telling us where renovations would be made there. And I asked, now, is this for the ones that really are women, or is this also for, you know, like men that are disappointed that they're not a woman, so they pretend to be a woman? And the answer is, you know, with the remodeling, they have to have three locker rooms. I said, what, men, women, and undecided? And, you know, pretty much under the Americans with Disabilities Act, that's what they got to do now.
So what was the amount of millions of dollars? I'm just guessing it was millions. What are they looking from taxpayers for this?
A million and change, $1 million for the renovations.
And how many police agents does the town of Hudson, which is one of the larger towns as far as population, if I recall correctly, in New Hampshire, how many agents does it have?
55, they said,
wow.
More or less. So, yeah, I think I'm going to vote against it.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate it.
I'm glad to hear it.
The number here is
6. As long as they've got a drug enforcement task force, you know they've got more budget than they need.
We go to, in fact, they make their own budgets in a lot of cases because of all the drug seizures, and they get auctioned that stuff off, and they make a ton of money that way. We go to Jack calling us from Washington State. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
How many of you guys were part of the crime spree, the victim of crime spree at your studio?
I
was there.
Yeah, I was I was certainly there for it. Derek says arrested. I was one of his inspirations for moving here.
Did you feel like you were kind of like molested in a weird kind of way by the government attacking you?
I've been molested many times by the government. We had a doctor in the Cheshire County Jail. We used to call him Dr. Touch. You'd go to him with a sprained ankle, and he'd want you to turn your head and cough. It's Doc, I'm pretty sure it's not a hernia.
Subject right there. Holy smokes.
Okay, thank you.
My comparison is to Ukraine, you know. There's a certain government within your system at your studio, whether you know it or not, you know, whether it be Captain Kickbutt or whatever. And, you know, Ukraine, you know, you want to laugh at them here and there, but if you follow it pretty closely, they're being molested right now, and they're handing out guns to old women. And I don't think you guys have looked into it very much. I love you guys.
What do you mean we haven't looked into it? We've been covering Ukraine for the last few days. In depth, as much as we possibly can. We were already talking about how they were handing out guns last night.
I'm just saying that, you know, when people invade your property, even sometimes if it's a government, and some of these governments are very immature. They are not, you know, at the level of the power, you know, the United States, China, they're virgins, if you will, and they're being molested. I don't know why I'm going.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you saying the Ukrainian government is immature?
We should root for Ukraine in this battle. People are dying.
Why would you root for a criminal enterprise?
Because just like if somebody came into your home or your studio and attacked you, you should want to defend it.
But I'm not a criminal enterprise.
According to the government, you are.
They're a bunch of liars. They're the ones who actually murder people. They're the ones who actually drop bombs on innocent people. They drop bombs, dude. They kill people.
I certainly wish the best for the people of the Ukraine. I don't care whether their government lives or dies. And I don't care if Putin's government lives or dies.
This goes back to what I was saying earlier about New Hampshire and how we're not actually, even if the United States would protect New Hampshire, it's not going to protect us, the people of New Hampshire. Yeah, I'm not sure. You were saying something there about research, Jack? Go ahead.
New Hampshire is not going to separate from the United States government, man.
Why not?
Well, we'll keep working on it.
How do you know?
If at first you don't succeed.
Why is it impossible?
I wish it would. I root for it. I wish it would happen.
Do you remember when it was impossible to escape the Soviet Union?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it was impossible for the colonies to escape Britain, too, at the time. That was a bigger empire than the United States is today.
There were definitely people who said, this is insane, you can't do this.
They were in another land, my friend. That is not true. They weren't within Britain.
Okay, it's all just imaginary, you know. We're very far away from Washington, D.C.
Once again, I wish that New Hampshire and every other state go separate.
You don't really wish. You don't believe it's possible.
I do.
So if you want to see something come to fruition, you have to believe in it for it to happen.
Yeah. You know, the U.S. government isn't going to last forever.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter if it's. I think maybe it's more. You're talking about the feasibility of it, and you know, even if it's not feasible today, that doesn't necessarily mean we shouldn't be talking about it, and that it won't.
Right.
It could be feasible tomorrow, right? But it won't be feasible tomorrow if you don't start talking about it today.
Yeah, it will only be feasible if people believe it's feasible. That's the only time it'll ever happen.
Yeah.
If people actually believe it can happen, as you point out, no government lasts forever.
Yeah, nobody in the CIA saw the fall of the Soviet Union coming. So why would we expect them to see the fall of the United States Empire coming?
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, even the union leader had a poll, just a general poll, right? And it had something, I'm trying to think what the numbers were now. It was like something like 71 to 76%, depending on when you looked, the people of New Hampshire supported independence. So
it peaked at over 80% at one point.
It got up to 80%? I only saw it up to 76.
It came down after it peaked.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point that I'm making is that there may be way more support here than we perceive. So
thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And if you think we haven't done enough research, then the phones are open. You can call in and tell us what we're wrong about or whatever. But I'm with nobody on this. I'm not going to support a criminal enterprise in every government on the planet. are people who use violence against others. The Ukrainian government is now using violence against its own people to prevent them from leaving a war zone. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris. We're going to continue with more of your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, a major programmer in the world of computer programming has changed his mind about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. We'll explain what happened here in moments. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Major Payne is on the line calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major Payne.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, nobody. Good to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Going sailing with the tidy bowl, man, so I'm glad you didn't go down with the ship.
All right, what you got?
So, anyway, there's a couple of boxers that were evidently, I haven't followed boxing very closely, but they were quite famous over here, a couple of brothers. And one of them's evidently the mayor of Kiev, or whichever way you want to enunciate it. Kiev, I think, is the way they pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
But and his brother is like the chief of police or something. But anyway, they got pictures of them today, and they're all in Kevlar and, you know, bullets and ready to go, and come on, Putin, bring it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Russian hype being what it is, I'm wondering when the pictures are going to show up of shirtless Putin with a couple of bandoleros of bullets and a knife in his teeth riding a horse in front of his tanks.
Yeah, they already had those pictures, didn't they, a few years ago with Putin shirtless riding a horse?
Yeah, they had him shirtless fly fishing, and he just thinks he's the cat's meow.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
He's a legend in his own mind.
There you go, brother.
Thanks, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Oh, yes. Okay. There was a caller yesterday. What's this guy that just called in? I don't know. He's the one that mentioned that when President Obama was in office, the Ukrainians asked for help. Because they were fighting back and forth for 8 years. And what he said was that Obama sent them boxes of blankets and some cans of Band-Aid. What they were asking for was artilleries and ammunition and bombs and guns. So that's what I sent him. So, you know, I don't really know how true it is, but it makes sense because you know that Obama had the signatures and communist parties in America. They have, you know, they have a signing sheet. And then he signed up when they attended these communist party meetings. And no wonder he could care less if the Russians won.
Okay, let me see if I'm following what you're saying here. You're saying, because you have to understand Sarah's call in the context of her other phone calls. If you're a brand new listener, you have no idea what she's referring to. Sarah is a communist, and she believes that Vladimir Putin is secretly a communist and that the Russian government is a communist secret government, so secretly they're a communist government, and that they should...
Impossible. Nobody's starving in Russia anymore.
Right. So, but that's what she believes, and so you're saying that because Obama is, in your mind, a communist, that therefore
he did not want to help...
Hold on, I'm just trying to explain your call as I understand it. You can tell me if I've got it right. So, therefore, because Obama is also a secret communist, that he is with the Russians, and so, therefore, when the Ukrainian government asked for assistance, that's why he sent blankets instead of weapons, because he wants the Ukrainians to lose in a conflict with Russia, because communism.
And also Band-Aids. And maybe
okay,
he
but you're saying I got it right. I just wanted to make sure I understood what you were saying. You're saying I did understand what you were saying.
When they would ask for help, they wanted guns, ammunition, artilleries, and bombs or tanks or whatever.
You guys buy that one?
Got blankets.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that's the case with something like Germany did something like that, but my understanding is that the United States sent, like, serious military gear, like rocket launchers or something that will take out tanks and things. So
yeah, the United States been arming the Ukrainians for some time, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So I think you're completely wrong about that, Sarah. Although I don't disagree with you that Obama may be a communist. I mean, that may be the only part that's true in what you've said so far.
Well,
so you should send me some money.
Hold on, she didn't hear you. Sarah, nobody has some.
You should send me some money.
Well, you know what? You have nobody. Why should a nobody get some money? Okay?
Well, I don't feel like working, so I think you should support me.
Well, you have to convince the Social Security office. Can you convince them that you're ill in the head or body, that you can't work?
Ain't nothing wrong with me. I just don't feel like working.
Well, I mean, tell them that you're not going to get any money. You have to have a doctor's records. But I just want to say, Obama was accused. He is a communist because he had signatures, signing sheets going into the communist
party.
Oh,
I believe you on that one. I just don't believe the rest of it.
I used to go to many of these communist parties.
So just to clarify, Sarah, I don't want you to just dodge what nobody is saying here. You don't want to help people. You don't want to actually send people who, you know, want some help, some money, because you want the government to do everything, right? Like, you don't actually believe in communism.
Well, you know something? You ask me why they take religious faith people now? Whatever the religious people believing in poor and starving and helping people is a communist value.
No.
Communists force people who help people out of charity, which is what most religions promote, do it voluntarily.
That's what sharing is.
What communists do is they force unwilling other people at gunpoint to give up what they've earned. So it's the opposite of Christianity. Jesus never said, jack your neighbor's stuff and give it to the poor.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're taking from the crony capitalists, the extortionists.
No, they're taking from absolutely everyone.
It's the cronies that they don't take from.
Yeah.
They take from the people who earn it.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The number is 603-283-6160. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, responding to Chuckles the Clown in Washington. King David Chuckles, Olsenowski, is that Jewish enough for you? And thank you, Chuck. Let me take the opportunity and reply to you and do something that I've been meaning to do for a long time. My Olsen, O-L-S-O-N, my mother's maiden name, the Norwegian and non-Jewish German side of the family. And my father's name, Chuckles, is, you can make fun of it. You can make fun of this too, Chuck, Fink, F-I-N-K, Fink. That's my father's name. And here's where I thank Chuck and the listeners, if they're interested, can help. Because when my mother and father split up when I was an infant, I never saw him again. So wow. Other than as an infant, I have never, ever, ever met my father, Dieter Fink. Dieter Fink. So
well, there's more than we expected to know. Thank you for the call tonight, David. Appreciate it. The caller earlier did make it personal, and so he was responding to that. The number here is 603-283-6160. Now you know, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A majority of voters believe the Russian invasion of Ukraine would not have been a thing if former President Donald Trump were still in office. A new Harvard Center for American Political Studies Harris poll showing 62% of those surveyed think Russian President Vladimir Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if it were Trump instead of Biden in office. Over 85% of Republicans believe he would not have invaded, a sharp contrast from Democrats, with under 40% thinking things would be different. Russia's space agency is warning the United States that sanctions could destroy the corporation on board the International Space Station. An official with Russia's space agency tweeting after the United States announced sanctions against Russia and its leader as they invade Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is nominating Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace Justice Breyer on the Supreme Court. Senate Judiciary Committee Republican Chair Chuck Grassley, appearing on Fox News, explains why he's troubled by the nominee.
She's the favorite candidate of these left-wing dark money groups that are also advocating packing of the Supreme Court, those sorts of things bother us very much.
In reaction to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, NATO has activated their response force to defend other countries in Eastern Europe. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says this is a defensive measure.
This is about reassuring allies and sending a strong message to Mr. Putin that we take our Article 5 commitments seriously.
The alliance's Article 5 commitment means an attack against one NATO country is considered an attack against all of them. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio tonight. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the thing we do here, open phones, every night of the week. We do the show 7 nights a week. If you want, you can join us online over on our social media site, social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. We got a Mastodon-based social media site that we run. It's on our server. We get to decide how it works, and we've set the rules as pretty open. Like, you can post pretty much whatever you want there. Your opinions are welcome over at social.freetalklive.com. And we've got apps for all of the operating systems. Unlike Trump's website, so-called Truth Social, that they had a pathetic launch earlier this week with only Apple. And even that they're running Mastodon. They're running Mastodon.
Wait,
so, like, why?
What?
Doesn't
Wait,
make any sense.
What?
It doesn't make any sense.
I got to tell you, I hate Apple.
Yeah.
I mean, Apple has a minority share of the market. Why would you start with Apple?
It doesn't make sense. I don't know.
I guess Trump likes minorities more than everybody thought.
Apparently. I guess we're not giving enough credit for supporting minorities? That seems so contrary to Trump.
You hate Apple now more than ever, right, Nobody?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you got a lot of
I've had an Apple for a week. I can't use it because I because I can't get permission to install software.
The government
belongs to me.
Yeah.
In theory, or belongs to the church, really, but
it's crazy.
Nonetheless, it's crazy. They've got everything so locked down. that they have more control over your machine
than you do.
Than you do.
I'm afraid you might not be able to access it ever after you said this on air with Apple.
Yeah, yes. It's possible.
They might lock you out
permanently. They're all about the censorship.
We're going to talk a little bit more about tech coming up here with a major programmer in the programming world changing his mind about Bitcoin. But first, we're going to Richard in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Richard. Richard?
Yeah, I was on a bus today, and people were talking about a possible nuclear war, and I made a comment to the guys on the bus that when I was 10 years old, which was 60 years ago, we had school drills where, in case of a missile attack from Russia way back 60 years ago, we would have a siren go off in our schoolroom, and we would all dive under our desk. That was a wooden desk.
Yeah.
It was supposed to protect us if our school got hit.
No one believes that crap, right? Like, yeah. You guys didn't buy that back then, right?
You just get under the desk, you put your head between your legs, and you kiss your butt goodbye.
Yeah, pretty much. Nobody really understood back then, apparently, how redundant that was, because a bomb, when your school roof is collapsing on you, about a half-inch wooden desk isn't going to protect you a heck of a lot.
Yeah.
But on a lighter note, I would like to throw out how miserably our leaders in this country have failed us by not being more prepared against the Russian invasion. They should have had all kinds of weapons in Ukraine weeks ago. And just like Afghanistan, our president and all of his minions under him, in my opinion, have really failed again.
Well, I don't consider these people to be leaders. I consider them all to be criminals, all the Republicans and the Democrats. I don't look to them for leadership, and I never will. But thank you, Richard, for the call tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it would certainly be a wonderful charitable move to distribute rifles to all the needy people of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't want the government doing it.
Yeah,
they would just hand it out to the worst people they could find, mm-hmm. people like them.
Yeah, if we're going to start handing out guns, let's hand them out to the people rather than like, armies and governments.
Yeah, governments giving out weapons means missile systems to government people, and they'll just use it against their people if they want to.
Yep.
It's like foreign aid. Foreign aid is robbing poor people in rich countries to pay off rich people in poor countries.
Yep.
Let's change gears here a little bit. Chris, you had a story tonight. I had the same one. Yours from, I believe, Cointelegraph. I've got the one from news.bitcoin.com, and it's about Ruby on Rails' creator. Ruby on Rails is some sort of a programming language?
That's correct.
It's a Ruby framework, is the language. Ruby on Rails is a web programming environment.
So this guy, his name is David Hennemeyer Hansen, and he has come out
a name.
And made a major statement. And you want to share this story tonight, Chris? He's made a major statement when it comes to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. He has changed his tune. He used to be very against Bitcoin, a vocal opponent of cryptocurrency, and now he's talking different.
Yeah, so I got the story from Cointelegraph here. Ruby on Rails creator backpedals about Bitcoin. Now he's saying we need crypto. Mm. So maybe not
specifically
Bitcoin,
better,
but yeah.
Yeah, that is better, because Bitcoin, it's the first and the worst.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he did a complete U-turn on Bitcoin due to Canada's financial crackdown on COVID-19 vaccine protesters. So, Canada's move to freeze Bitcoin wallets and bank accounts related to the COVID-19 vaccine protests is driving cryptocurrency adoption, with some crypto naysayers reconsidering their stance on Bitcoin.
We should be re-clarify here. Canada cannot freeze self-custody Bitcoin wallets where you have control of your keys. Canada can't do anything about that. They can pound their feet. They can, you know, yell and scream, but they cannot force you to give up those keys.
Yeah, this is interesting because people are actually closing down their bank accounts
in Canada.
Canada, but they're also doing it in the United States as well, especially at like TD Bank.
Which is a Canadian bank.
Which is the Canadian bank, right, exactly.
Well, it's a Canadian bank, and it's also, it was an accessory to all the money that was stolen from the truckers.
Correct. Right. So people are basically saying, hey, no more, I'm going to get out, and I'm gonna get into crypto.
Right.
And so we've got an increasing number of people using it as a result. David Hedemir Hansen.
That's a lot of names.
It is. The Ruby on Rails web development framework creator took on Twitter on Monday to tell his followers that he was no longer a Bitcoin skeptic. I still can't believe that this is the protest that would prove every Bitcoin crank a profit. So he comes out right there and actually says he was wrong, which is I gotta respect that. You know, when you
to say you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's hard to say
it
you're
happens.
Wrong.
I used to be a socialist.
Yeah. Oh, especially when you've been so wrong for so long. Right. Like Bitcoin's been around.
And usually people don't change their minds when they've been, you know, dissing something for 10 years or, and I think he's been dissing it for 10 years or so.
Right.
So, and for me to have a, let me see here. And for me to have to slice a piece of humble pie and admit that I was wrong on crypto's fundamental necessity in Western democracies, Hansen wrote. So yeah, I mean, he's not, and the interesting thing is, he's not saying that all of his criticisms were wrong. They're valid. And the thing is, he's probably been right about some of his criticisms. Like, they're not invalid, they're criticisms, but this is the key. He's realized the need for cryptocurrencies, and all those criticisms, those things can be fixed. Those things are being fixed, and the problems, it's too important. You know, fundamentally, it's too important once you realize what governments can do, not to even with all of those problems, there, it's still more important that we have crypto than not.
Yeah, he thought it was some sort of, like, crypto could only help people in developing nations. There's more comments. I guess he wrote a whole article about it.
I don't know
if you've heard about that.
I haven't read the whole article. I've read an article about his comments. So.
Yeah, I haven't read the article. The news.bitcoin.com doesn't link to it, but they do a lot of excerpts from it here. So we'll see if – I'll check with you here in a moment, see if they match up to what you're looking at.
Sounds good.
Some of it's really interesting. We'll share a few more of his comments on the way here at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. You can weigh in as well. In the remaining moments,
if you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian and Chris. Don't forget, Porch Fest is coming up in June and July. June 27th through July 3rd, you can join us for the 6th annual Porch Fest. It's happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. The week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is almost sold out. Porkfest does not have tickets, however, so there is no sellout status unless we can fill the entire campground, which I don't think we're going to do, because Porkfest has tended to be smaller in population than the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but, you know, we'll see. You can go to Rogers...
Is Porkfest going to fill the entire campground, do you think?
The entire campground has been sold out.
Yes, I think it's already sold out.
For the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Yep. So you can still get a ticket to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's only maybe like 20% of the tickets left, and that was as of 2 weeks ago, so it might be like 10% left at this point.
If you've got a ticket, come, because somebody's going to let you crash
on
their site. Or half the time, I just crash in my car.
They weren't letting you into the campground unless you had a ticket to Porkfest.
Correct. Yeah, you need to have a ticket.
So you can't just crash on somebody's campground.
Yeah, you can. You just have to find somebody who's willing to let you.
But they sold out of tickets.
Right? No. You misunderstood. The campground is sold out.
Oh, but the tickets are not.
Tickets are available. Okay. They've only got like 10 or 15% or something like that left of the tickets to the event.
Fair enough.
But you got to figure out where you're going to sleep. And
so that's what
nobody's saying is talk to people when you get there and see what, you know, maybe somebody will let you probably pitch a tent on there.
You'll find a place to sleep if you make it to Porkfest. Yeah.
I will say, though, that I'm hearing that there's people who are coming to Porkfest because Porkfest is sold out. So,
yeah, well, the campground is sold out. Yeah. So Forkfest.party is where you can go to learn more about Forkfest. It's June 27th through July 3rd, and we will look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from both of those events. So I did pull up David Hennemeyer Hansen's blog post here on world.hay.com titled, "I Was Wrong, We Need Crypto." He says, to say I've been skeptical about Bitcoin and the rest of the crypto universe would be an understatement of epic proportions. He says there's just so much to oppose, and he goes through a few things like he's concerned about the energy consumption and the transaction fees and pump-and-dump schemes and so on. He criticizes Tether, which is a legitimate criticism.
Yeah.
Going on, he says, and he criticizes the lack of real decentralization in many of the current Web3 infrastructure and on and on and on. He says, beyond all these very real problems and challenges, my bigger beef was actually fueled by a lack of imagination. I could see the fundamental promise of a digital currency free of banks if you were living in a failing state like Venezuela or an overtly authoritarian one like China or Iran, but how is this relevant to the vast number of Bitcoin boosters living in stable Western democracies governed by the rule of law? Beyond the patina of philosophical respectability, it could apply to yet another get-rich-quick scheme. Now, what's that saying again? Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't after you. It's starting to smell like that, he says. Just because Bitcoin's most virtuous argument was presented, if not bad faith, then fig leaf faith, by get-rich-quick boosters, doesn't mean it isn't true. Enter the trucker protests in Canada. In just 3 weeks of honking, blocked streets and bridges, bouncy castles and flag-waving, this peaceful protest movement managed to provoke the most shockingly authoritarian response from the Canadian government. First, the Ottawa Police Department got GoFundMe to confiscate donations with the intention of redirecting them to other causes. Then, after an outcry, they backed down to merely blocking the money for 7 to 10 days before refunding. That seemed like a draconian escalation, completely at odds with the tens of millions of dollars raised for social justice causes during the protest summer of 2020. But at the time, I thought it was something another fundraising platform, one less likely to collaborate with the Canadian authorities, could route around. And GiveSendGo indeed started doing just that. Turns out, the concern over the donations was quickly rendered insignificant, as just a few days later, the Canadian Prime Minister imposed martial law on the protesters. Through powers intended for catastrophic events, he took to freeze the bank accounts of both Canadian protesters and donors, to compulsorily demand that tow truck operators clear the streets, and forced insurance companies to drop policies for the protesters. We covered almost all of this here in depth on Free Talk Live over the last few weeks. He says that, quote-unquote, worked. Together with the police storming the protests with pepper spray and stun grenades, the area in front of Parliament was cleared, but even that wasn't enough. Even with the protests cleared out, the police vowed to press their new financial powers against anyone involved for months to come. So Canadians who donated to the truckers should now sleep with one eye open for the next several months, lest they have their bank accounts frozen and indictments filed on the basis of laws enacted to prevent financing of terrorism. Or maybe...
get your money out of the bank and sleep like a baby.
It's time to start funding terrorism.
Or maybe their bank will simply preemptively cancel their accounts if they appeared on the hacked list of donators from GiveSendGo. This is crazy, he says. Absolutely bonkers. Terrifying. I still can't believe that this is the protest that would prove every Bitcoin crank a profit. And for me to have a slice of to slice a piece of humble pie and admit that I was wrong on crypto's fundamental necessity in Western democracies, and that it was the Canadians who brought this on, you might as well have told me that it was really the Care Bears who ran Abu Ghraib. Especially since I had some sympathy with fears projected by the U.S. progressive left, who spent 4 years fretting Trump might pull stunts like these. Then it turns out that the worries of an authoritarian overreach will be fulfilled by Trudeau to the north instead? Meanwhile, plenty of American commentators are cheering this on. Those terrible, horrible, no good, very bad truckers got what they deserved. To protest for a repeal of pandemic restrictions so as to live the life they enjoyed in Denmark by a population less vaccinated by the Canadians? That's beyond the pale. But in a weird way, I'm glad we got this warning from Trudeau in Canada and not Trump in America. It would have been far too easy for Europeans in particular to dismiss authoritarian assertions of martial law from Trump as being irrelevant to the European experience. Just like I had for so long deemed the practical desire of people in Venezuela or Iran or China for crypto irrelevant to the entire Western experience. Is France really that different from Canada, Austria, Denmark? This is a real wake-up call, he says. It reminds me of the Snowden revelations. Prior to him bringing proof, the idea that America was processing all the emails in the world, recording any phone call anywhere at will, and monitoring all internet traffic just seemed so hyperbolic. I remember discussing this with a friend in the 2000s when rumors of Echelon had gained some traction. It just didn't seem believable until it was undeniable. I'm sitting here with that same feeling. Even just a few months ago, I would not have found it credible if you said a three-week peaceful protest in Canada could have led to martial law, frozen bank accounts, and terrorist financing laws being used to hunt protest donors. Unbelievable then, undeniable now. I don't think we have any kind of idea or any idea what kind of radicalizing seeds have been planted by Trudeau with these actions. This is one of those world events you can imagine a documentary in the future opening with, "It all started when." But wherever this leads us next, it's clear to me now that I was too hasty to completely dismiss crypto on the basis of all the things wrong with it at the moment, instead of appreciating the fundamental freedom to transact that it's currently our best shot at protecting.
We're all living in a bubble.
What do you mean by that?
A self-imposed bubble, probably to a great degree. Do you talk to the people on the left? Do you talk to the people on the right?
Well, we do here on the show.
This is a bad example of this show, but most people don't.
Mm-hmm. You're saying they're living in a bubble where they only hear the same things.
Right, they only hear what they want to hear, and that's how you end up in the situation where
he heard it, but he just denied it. He heard that crypto could help with transaction safety and
but
you know,
he heard
not being
it only from other people of like mind, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
And so it reinforces this. Well, that's impossible.
He just didn't believe it could happen here, is what he's saying. He didn't think in Western democracies, quote unquote, tyranny could happen and that crypto could help us.
He'd bought into the government propaganda.
Yeah.
So it's quite understandable. I don't think it was a lack of knowledge about Bitcoin. It was just, hey, we've got a perfectly good, safe financial system here, and it turns out we don't have financial system here.
I don't know. I feel like if he had really been listening to people opposing opinion, he would have heard the counter-arguments.
He heard the arguments. He just didn't believe they applied. He didn't think it could happen here, and this is what clicked it for him.
That was actually a book.
That it can't happen.
Fascism coming to America. It was called "It Can't Happen Here."
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was a good book. It was Sinclair Lewis, maybe.
That sounds right. Yeah, it would come waving a flag. I think was what he.
Yeah,
he
when wrote. When fascism comes to America, it will be wrapped in a flag and holding a Bible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad it worked for him, right? Like, he had all the information to where once he saw what was really happening, he's, oh, crap, I was wrong. And he came right out and he admitted that. So, really, kudos to this guy.
Yeah, definitely have to pat him on the back.
I respect it. I hope he'll take Ruby on Rails and write the next great distributed web platform for crypto on it or something.
David Hennemeyer Hansen is his name. I'll take the URL from this. I'll share it on our social media platform, which is over at social.freetalklive.com. If you're not on there, then you're at the mercy of Twitter and Facebook, and that mercy may not last for people with our opinions. Social.freetalklive.com. Check that out over there. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.